USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
11 counties in Southern California could put out regional stay-at-home orders as soon as today. That's due to criteria from an order issued by California Governor Gavin Newsom that was triggered as the number of available ICU beds dropped below 15%. The region's capacity was 13.1% as of last night because of the growing number of coronavirus cases. Dr. Thomas Yadker, a critical care physician with Providence Cedars Sinai Tarzana Medical Center, spoke with television station KCAL.
We have definitely seen an increase in census, not only in the hospitalized patients, but more importantly, our critical care patients. It's not only the COVID-19 patients that we care about. We care about all the patients in the community because we want to make sure that we have those precious resources to take care of them if they, God forbid, get a heart attack or stroke or other kind of medical emergencies.
The counties include Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego counties. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.